about 8:15, smoke was seen in one room. They evacuated the school for the investigation. The kids were waiting outside. Then they figured our fire department wants to investigate it. So the school was closed. And because of this investigation, no kids were allowed back into the school. Anybody who had keys back in the classrooms. And what the kids did, they went outside, waited for a while, then went over to the Centerville Middle School, which is right next door, as they waited. But because of the investigation, kids were not allowed back in. Things would be secured overnight, and they'll be able to get their stuff first thing tomorrow morning, sadly. There were any sports, and there was even a dance recital tonight, which all have been canceled in the meantime.
I'm not sure what you can tell us. That seems to be unusual that they would be sent home for an investigation. Is this simply an arson investigation? What can you tell us?
That's the logical conclusion. Yeah. They want to check it out. And I assume this is happening. You know, whenever we get something like this, they can figure out if that's what it was. They can figure it out quite quickly. But they need the kids out of the building to do that. And remember, the high schools get out fairly early. They're out by 2:00. So. It's a loss of a day, but that was the best way to do it.
How many students had to leave the building, do you know?
I think the population there is like 1,300.
And you did say, well, they went outside. I guess they didn't really have to stay out in the cold very long from what you told me.
Yeah, happily, the middle school is within sight of the high school. So they literally walked over to the Centerville Middle School, waited there. When I left there this morning, our superintendent, Carol Williamson, and the principal, Jackie Wilhelm, were walking over there to inform the students. So they get an unexpected day off. It's unfortunate this time of year, no matter what, because times, we're out next Friday.
As far as tomorrow is concerned, assume the schedule will be back to normal at that point, right?
Yes. Yeah, tomorrow will be a normal morning. First thing, kids will be allowed to go to the classrooms they were in to retrieve their stuff. What we did with kids who had keys, they were going to have runners go get their keys from where they had left them. But we don't have that many drivers, and they went and got those for those students.
Okay, so in other words, you didn't have all the keys at one place. You basically sent somebody back in there to get the keys for the cars. Was that how it worked?
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how many kids actually don't have their keys with them. But if that was needed, we would have runners, and the child would say, oh, I left my book bag in, X room number 3 and whatever, and they could go get the keys from there.
Okay. Jeff, anything else we need to add to that?
No. Let me repeat. There was no structural damage. Kids are safe, sound. Staff is safe and sound. It's just one of those unfortunate incidents.
The fire.
Yeah.
Sorry, where was the fire?
It was in a classroom. There was one in a bathroom and then one in a classroom. And these were paper fires. Nothing
okay.
Electrical. These were paper fires.
Okay, so damage was what contained to, like, a trash receptacle or?
Exactly. The only damage I saw in one classroom was the papers, one, and then some blistering on a file cabinet, to the side of a file cabinet.